Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I am so excited as we move on all that stuff that we are back to the citizenship test for the United States of America. Yes, the original tent. We are trying to get back to the original tent, and we're finding out we're pretty far away from the original. You know, this meteor is traveling at 17,000 miles away from the Earth. I think most Americans are traveling 17,000 miles away from the Constitution.
Yeah, right.
We got to get closer. We got to have a direct hit, you know. And so here we are. We're our next five questions. We're moving to the 100-question citizenship test that all people who want to become an American citizen have to take this test and pass it. Obviously, we were able to experience some significant deficits of knowledge yesterday.
Yes, like, we're here to redeem that moment.
Oh, whoa!
Civil rights.
No comment.
Right.
Martin.
We're trying to get Pat's bags unpacked so he doesn't have to self-deport here.
I love you, man.
Yeah, right. It was amazing, totally amazing. Of course, how it works, I'll ask five questions. You have to get your final answer as you're thinking you'll be able to listen to. It gives you all the time to be able to think. And when the music's done, you got to be able to give your final answer. And if you get the answer right, we celebrate that all together. Yes, exactly. And if you get it wrong, like what happened yesterday with Chris, you're going to hear... It's over. Right.
I guess I won't bring up all the questions that you got on.
Oh, snap.
He does speak.
It's like, boom, boom. Got a shortage going on here.
I think my percentages are higher than yours.
Okay. Okay, no. Love keeps no records of wrongs, right? I think overall we should be all self-exported and export ourselves from this.
We've all failed.
Export.
Like, deport.
Deport. There we go. Like export. Isn't that like a product or something?
10,000 feet.
10,000 feet. 10,000 miles, right? That was good. That was good.
That's a winner.
Pat, you're first.
We'll file that. We'll file that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is the easy one, though. John. No, here it is. The first question for today from the U.S. citizenship test goes to Pat. Pat, question numero uno, getting you ready for self-deporting to Mexico. What major event happened on September the 11th, 2001, in the United States? What major event happened on September the 11th, 2001, in the United States? Okay, here it is. You sure you got this now? We don't know. What major event? This is a question from the U.S. citizenship test that you have to pass this test to be a citizen. But if you're born here, you don't even have to know it exists. We need to change that because we're about to lose our nation. This is the question. What major event happened on September the 11th of 2001 in the United States?
Let me see. Our Twin Towers were attacked in New York City by terrorists.
Yay! That's exactly right. We had a terrorist attack in the United States on the Pentagon and the
Twin Towers
in the heart of the financial district of New York City. That's exactly right. And that's how significant it is. It's part of our foundational questions that we ask those that come so they can understand how we define what took place right there. John. Question numero uno dos, number two, from the U.S. citizenship test. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
Thank you.
question. Question number two for today of our five from the U.S. Citizenship Test. John, name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
One, huh? I'm going to go with, how about Seminole?
He was letting that one.
I won't tell you how I...
You got Cherokee, Navajo, Suez, right?
Sioux,
Chippewa, Chata, Apache, Creek, Blackfeet, Seminole. Lots of them.
Comanche.
Crow. Yeah, no, not Manchi.
Comanche.
Oh, Comanche. Yeah, that was the first one right there.
Was it?
So yeah, but think about it. That's a cool. All these different tribes that are in America. It's pretty cool. That's First Nation people. That's when we talk about. That's what we're talking about. Who was here before the white man arrived and began to explore? They call founded America.
Mm-hmm.
The land was here before.
It was already here.
Yeah, right. But the United States of America began to form, and that was found. John, Pat's about to have another question. Here it is. Question number three, Pat, from the U.S. Citizenship Test. Name one of the two largest rivers in the United States. Name one of the two largest rivers in the United States. All right, you ready? This is going to be your final answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Question number three for today from the U.S. Citizenship Test to find out the original intent of this nation is name one of the two largest rivers in the United States.
Okay, just one. All right, well,
just one.
How about the Mississippi River?
Yay! John, for the steal, what's the other one?
I don't want to show off, but I want Pat to spell it.
You're right.
C-O-L-O-R-A-D-A. The second one?
Oh, no, right.
No. I want you to spell
it. I was like, is that how you spell Mississippi? I'm like,
maybe I'll change the subject.
And there's some I's, some S's, and some P's in there, like C-O-L-O-R-A. I'm like, what?
Okay. Come on, the second one.
Yeah, 10,000 feet. The, It's the Missouri River.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Missouri River. Spell that
is
C-O-L-L-O.
Well, how about that? Well, I got the first answer, right?
Yeah, you did. You did. You really did.
That
really
second
did.
Answer that keeps getting you.
right. Yeah, it's that second prophetic word like Peter gave. The first one he says, thou art the Son of God. The second was, don't go to Jerusalem. The first one was Mississippi. The second was Colorado. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Question number next,
like
the second
you.
To the last. I'm looking right at it.
No, him.
Oh, him. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, he had the chance to. He didn't name it. He didn't want to steal your thunder.
Because he didn't know.
He didn't know. John, question number next for the U.S. Citizenship Test. What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? All right, final answer. Did you go look or
did you
something?
Google
did
that?
You go over there or something?
No,
is it forever?
No.
It's the big body of water on the left side. On the left side. What ocean from the U.S. Citizenship this test?
I don't know. We want to hear it.
What the U.S. Citizenship Test? What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
I'm going to go with for 5,000, Alex. What is Pacific?
Yeah. Amazing. It took you so long. I think you went out and just looked to see if you could find a name on it or something. Like, they need a sign on this thing. What is that? That's the Pacific. It's the Pacific. The final question for today is going to Pat Hamilton. the one who spelled Mississippi
C-O-L-L-E-R-D-O.
I was like, I was just like locking up. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to. And there's some I's and P's.
We are live. We are live right now.
We're live. We're like, cut. Listen, the last question is going to Pat for the U.S. citizenship test. If you don't get this right, as a person wanting to be a citizen of America, you can't be a citizen.
No.
If you're born here, obviously it doesn't really matter for a while. But I think, I'm really thinking, and this is why we're doing this, that it's going to matter so much in the future. If we don't find out what the original 10 is for our nation, we're going to lose our nation. And here's the question. The last question for today is going to Pat. Pat, from the U.S. citizenship test, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States of America? What ocean is on the east coast of the United States? You just asked, is it the specific, did you say?
No.
What ocean, Pat, from the last question from the U.S. citizenship today, so you do not have to self-deport from Kyrgyzstan, or to Kyrgyzstan, is what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
And it's not eastern.
Yeah, right.
It's not. You sure? That would be the Atlantic Ocean.
Yay!
Whoa!
I want to encourage you that if you have not yet gone back, go to the VFN Torch and type in U.S. citizenship test and be able to listen to these. It's kind of funny, but we're really wanting to get these down inside of us so we truly can be connected with the people who are becoming citizens, that we actually know what we're actually doing in the United States. We'll be right back. Fine Fellowship Network University. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.